Welcome. This is Lynn Free. Welcome to the Monday night conference call, BBS simulcast. And those of you who are listening to a broadcast between a telephone conference call and BBS radio, broadcast on the internet. And hang on just a moment. Let's see how many people we have on our call.
All callers are muted.
Okay. Quite a few months now, probably a couple of years. And there's definitely been a progression of consciousness. And initially, the calls were designed to create a vehicle to be an intermediary energy between other dimensions and this dimension, or all that is in this dimension. Because most of us are blocked from that experience, both on a receiving level and a sending level. So the idea was, could we get a bunch of people at different locations to commune? And could that be an effective thing, both in lifting our vibration where we are and lifting the vibration in the exercise that we call sending the light, where we take our group consciousness and we add it to the group consciousness of positive sources in other dimensions, and then we focus that energy on a particular problem or a particular area of the planet for the highest good of all concerned, with the idea that doing that might make a difference. Now, those of you sometimes know that I've been in the experience of having verbal communications with those sources in other dimensions that regulate, or they say they regulate, this energy into the self, and that can join with us as we make a group energy in other dimensions. So one of the routines we've been doing every night is calling in the light and then sending it either to someone in need of healing, to ourselves, or to a physical location somewhere. And there's been the question recently about exactly the right way to do that or the right way to phrase that. So we might, Terry, are you on? Are you going to unmute yourself? Terry? Oh, maybe she's not a moderator.
All callers are unmuted.
Terry, are you on the line? Okay, we may not get to answer this question tonight.
Wynn?
Yeah.
This is Robin. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Am I not loud enough?
That's better.
I've got to yell into the mic. I can hear you, Wynn.
Is that better? That's better now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better, and I am on. You have me muted.
Are you on as a moderator, Terry?
Yeah, but if I mute myself and then you mute me, I stay muted.
I see. Now, wait a second. I'm having a problem. I'm on the internet. And they don't want me to ask this question because now I've lost Marianne. Marianne had sent me some really good questions about sending the light. And then there is a diversity of opinion about it. Terry, can you try answering these questions? Are you ready for that?
Yeah. Let me go outside so you don't hear the restaurant noise.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, I've got it open. And Terry, tell me when you're outside. If anyone's listening on BBS, Terry is able to access information from other dimensions. And she channels, and the voice that's coming through her identifies itself as both the Elohim and the Ra group. And
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay. I guess I have got a really ill, okay?
Yeah.
So, since we're going to do it, now let me make sure if I mute everybody that you're not muted, okay?
Okay.
All callers are muted.
Terry?
Yeah.
Okay, you're there. Okay, I'm going to call in the light, and then I'll ask this question, okay? And
okay, but I might not do it from the channeled point of view.
Okay.
I'll just do it.
You want me to just ask it without calling in the light?
No, to call in the light would be good.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunapku through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we intend to those of us who are free willing.
Can you be louder?
I should be louder?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on. Is that better right now?
Yeah, better.
Okay, I'm on the speakerphone. Okay. Right now, we ask to create a group energy amongst all those who are free willing to do so. And we ask for the presence of those group souls, those positive energies in other dimensions, higher dimensions, to join with us. Positive service to other sources be permitted in this light connection. And on that note, I'm going to read a email from Marianne. You can hear me. Yes, Terry?
Yes, but if you have questions, I'll only like one at a time.
Okay. I will do that. I could use some words of wisdom if you have some time. Lately, I've been struggling with some philosophical issues about sending light, and the recent events in Burma and China made me think I should ask for guidance. On a basic level, I understand that it's best to send light with purity of heart, without judgment, and asking for the highest good. So here's where I feel confused. Some people who channel suggest that the best way to send light is just to call in the light and not indicate what it should be used for, because we don't have the higher dimensional understanding to know what the highest good is. And in asking for something specific, we're judging one experience as better than another. Could you clarify what is actually the best way to send light?
When I call in the light and on the weekend for the Great Healy. First of all, I get as much information as possible so that I can contact the target area and I can phone in for what is needed. Because there's a thing that if, like, you can give when it's asked for, but it doesn't have to be asked for in an informal way if there's a need for the light to be sent. Then as I review the target, I can tell that there's this need for the light to be sent. If we're sending light to an area like our, which is very giving, and there's people coming in, and there's energy already there, and the energy is being given by the plants and the trees and the vortexes in the park, then if we send our light directly to it, we can cause interference patterns because it is sending light itself. And so in a case like that, we might want to acknowledge the beautiful job that the trees and the bushes and the grass and the area of the park is doing, interfacing with the people that are coming to the park. If it's in the area, let's say, that is trampled by exercises from an army base, and it's always getting trampled by the troops, then generally when I come into it, I can tell that there's a deficit of energy and it's trying to pull in energy. So then when we send our energy, it's really a magnet to the thing, and it's really saying the ground and the grass is really thanking us for this because it's really energy sufficient and it really is looking for some support. An acknowledgement, like if there's an area, like a park that's giving off energy to the people that come to the park, acknowledging the trees and what is giving off the energy, just thanking them for it, is a magnificent thing. But if we then send our light over their light, then we create interference patterns. But if we just acknowledge that they're doing this in their light, thank them, then they really get it. And it's really a joy to them to be noticed and acknowledged for what they're doing already. If it is an area of conflict, then it's to look at that area and see what is needed in the energy wise. It can be just really a light energy that light of light energy that comes down and is made available to all as they wish to partake in it, what isn't forced on anyone. In case they don't want to partake in it, it's just making the love light in a very gentle way available to them. So when, how does that stop me?
Okay. There was a little clarification here.
Can you talk louder?
Yeah. Is that okay?
That's okay now. Keep that level.
Okay. To continue with the question, the Ra and Elohim have said we should be careful about sending light so as not to overwhelm certain beings that may not be able to process it. They've also indicated that if enough people pray for an idea, like peace, they can potentially intervene and ward off some disasters. So when something like the cyclone in Burma or the earthquake in China happens, I wonder, did this happen because the collective consciousness of the world is thinking, wow, terrible things are happening in Asia? There's the tsunami, the earthquakes, the rice issue, to such an extent that our collective thinking called it into being? Or did all those sending light to that part of the world cause it to happen because we sent the light without a focused intent and ended up giving some power to something negative?
There are forces that work in the world. The cyclones actually have a consciousness. And so when a cyclone hits, it can be devastating to all the people, but we are not creating that, or there are forces of nature that one has to take into account. And if one is going to send a light to an area, then they have to send it, if they're going to do the optimal job, in an area, just make it available to the people that are asking for it, not to overwhelm an area with light, or not to overwhelm an area and say, okay, we're going to have peace here now. If you, there's a principle that you give what you can supply an answer or light when it is asked for, or make it available in case people are asking. But if you are trying to fit your own view and pattern of things over the light and say, okay, now this is going to be for peace, that's misusing the light, because it depends on how you do it too, because if you do it very strongly over the area, you could overwhelm people. You want to give and take, so they can take up the light and love if something that they can use. But we are trying to overwhelm people or to make things go our way, because there's the free will clause. There is the thing that Ra has said, that if you can ask for peace at the stop and the consequences in the name of all the people that are, that their majority are wanting that. So if you send the light in a situation like that, you can put a sponge in that you're sending the light in the name of the people who desire peace. But not to overwhelm other people that don't want peace, because it's a free will zone, a free will world. Does that clarify it at all, Lynn?
I think it does, yes. Let me see. There was another part of the question. You may have answered it here. In sending light to the earth in those regions, did we basically give Gaia permission to balance herself in whatever way that seems fit? Or does it have nothing to do with sending light or not sending light? It's simply a matter of the earth releasing and changing. And all those who died had already planned to leave the earth. Is there a discrepancy between feeling that everything is in divine order at all times and not getting caught up with the drama playing itself out, but also believing that with the help of higher realms, we can change certain conditions on Earth?
Well, again, it's coming from an overview of trying to change something. But if one views exactly what's there and you see
that the people are hurting and they are asking for help, they're going to just take up the light really, really strongly when it's said to them. They're going to say, oh, wow, here comes some support. And if somebody doesn't need support, then they aren't going to pick up on it. And so when we send it, I think we have to send it like in a non-judgmental way, based upon the circumstances they find, realizing that there are earth changes that are going on right now. And in a sense, people will find out it by living in certain zones. And just the consensus of the earth is, and they need to balance themselves. And so it's also pretty balancing that's going on in places like Burma.
Maybe while we're on this line of questions, how about when we send the light to someone for physical healing for themselves? And sometimes people say, I send it to my cancer, or we're sending it to somebody who's got a heart problem. Is it better to use a specific problem, or is it better to just send it to them generally?
If somebody is being overwhelmed by a cancer situation, and they truly want it to be healed and they're asking for it to be healed, and it's not like a thing that they are trying to deal with and go through, or a balancing of karma from something in the past, and they wish from seeds, one can even ask that the cancer banished or taken away, or actually to stop their actions. One can ask that strongly, but one has to integrate it into what the person is dealing with at the time and their attitude towards it. If they feel that, you know, the consensus from the doctor adds a lot to, like, if you said you're terminal, and you know, right away, it's like the LOC hates to label stuff because you still need to label it, you fix it. And it stops the flow, it's a limitation on healing. And so, if one can keep stuff free and easy, attitude that it can be healed without trying to overcome some judgment by a doctor in order to do it, and then it's a push pull. I think that in a way it's an individual situation. It's the person balancing some karma from the past, or are they just moving through something that they can move through easily? Do they believe in the doctor, meaning that they can't be healed without chemo and all that? The judgments and the labels that are put on certain diseases here, because it then fixes it. Oh, that person has cancer, and it labels them into a certain condition. And then you have to overcome that, and so you're working against something right away. But if you just label it, it takes it. Oh, yeah, oxygen is coming to the area. The energy is starting to move in the area. And the individual, it's easier to heal if they don't label. Does that answer any part of that?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I know you have an appointment in a few minutes.
Can you talk louder?
Is there anything that you would like to add before you go to your appointment?
The love light is very, very happy to work with people. And if there's any question about how they should send the light, just gently send the light and ask for the highest good that it be used in the manner that the light be fit and the recipient be fit. And just make it available. And then it will be taken as needed and discarded as needed. Okay.
Thank you,
everybody.
Let me open up and just see if anyone has a question about this particular topic before you leave. Just a moment.
Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
We don't have a lot of time because Terry has an appointment, but does anyone have a... And I also know that she was a little distorted, so we'll post that on Higher Vision and Light Body forums in the next couple of days. Does anyone have a question?
No, it was just very hard to understand her because it was very distorted, so a lot of what she was saying, part of words were just dropped out, and so it was just very hard to follow.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
I check it then.
The questions were wonderful and the answers were wonderful, but I just could not hear it at all. Yeah.
The answers were wonderful, but you didn't hear them.
Well, you could kind of tell that it was a great answer, but you couldn't understand what it was.
All right.
There was a lot of love and intention in the answer.
Terry, are you on the line, Terry?
Yeah, I am.
Why do you suppose your answers were so distorted?
Well, I'm on a cell phone, and
Were you talking really close to the microphone?
Yeah.
I think
I was trying to get close enough that it would be clear.
You're more clear now than you were when you gave the answers. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So, for future notice, I think when you're talking, try getting really close to the microphone and talk like you were when you were giving those answers.
I can't hear you.
Well, you
try getting close to the microphone.
This is a really
miracle.
This is a really great conference call, right?
Yeah. Who's on first?
Well, maybe we should just do a meditation, a silent meditation, and let's just forget about all this verbal communication stuff. All right.
Is it because, you know, we're hooked up through the BBS radio? Because it seems like we've never had quite this amount of consistent problem hearing each other or miscommunication. It just, you know, I don't remember this from the past. And it just seems to be extremely consistent now. And so I don't know if that has anything to do with it in the way that it's transmitted and then coming back to us. I don't know, or whether there's just basic interference with the cell phones and people have to try to make a commitment to be on a landline to get a better overall connection. Because I have you guys on speakerphone and it's still really difficult to hear off and on.
When?
In my case, it might be my location. Who knows? I'm in a different location now than I have been last week. And in Terry's case, she's outside a restaurant. And
Oh, okay.
Terry?
in.
There's another factor that isn't in and of itself a solution or a blame, but Wynn tends to lower his voice a little bit after he gets into the topic.
I apologize for breaking in here. I really do. You guys are great. I love the show. Wynn, please, I just wanted to, let people know that many of your listeners are falling into what they call a conference call, and that isn't managed on our end, correct?
Details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.